Good morning. I'll be with you in just a minute. And I'm not going to ask you what day it is, okay? Because it's just boring today. You are the wind. Yes, look at me with the blank Lutheran stare. They mean we're going to have to do something? Yes. You are the wind. Let's hear wind. Very nice. Well done. A little spooky. You are the waves. There's motion involved. Ready? The waves. Well done. You are the rain. No. We're doing a storm, not a nice afternoon in Monaco. Okay. You are thunder. Are you ready? Let's hear. If our choir can't do thunder, nobody can do thunder. Let's hear thunder. Today, there's a story about a storm. I love storms. And on that day, do you know what happened? Jesus went out into... You're about to be frightened to death then. You better be close to your mother. That day, Jesus went out in a boat, and he was going to talk to everybody, and all of a sudden, the storm started to come up, and the wind was blowing, and the waves were going, keep going, wind. And then all of a sudden, over here, the rain started to come up, and then thunder, and thunder, and more wind, and more rain. And then Jesus stopped it all, and it got very quiet. Can you imagine if you were out in a little boat, out in the ocean, and you heard that big storm? Would you be afraid? I have been out on the ocean in just a windy day, and I was afraid. There was no thunder. There was just wind and rain. And I was like, wah! And that's how the disciples must have felt. And what was Jesus doing on that windy, stormy day? He's taking a nap. He's in the back of the boat, and he's taking a nap. Finally, they go and Jesus gets up and he looks around and he says, be calm. Be calm. That's what Jesus tells us to do when we have storms. Now, if you're in a canoe, yes, sir, you've been raising your hands. You must have a really important question. Yes. You are a champion. He said it is the third Sunday of Pentecost, June 24, 2009, 9:15 a.m. So if you were out in the ocean and the storm started to come, what would you do? You'd want to get out of it, right? And so you'd be paddling. I got to get out of the storm. And you'd paddle faster and faster, and you'd go as fast as you can. But the storm would still be there. But that's why we need Jesus. Because sometimes we can't get out of the storm ourselves. The disciples couldn't get out of the storm all by themselves. No matter how hard they paddled or how hard they pulled in those sails, they couldn't get out of it by themselves. And it wasn't until Jesus came up and calmed the storm that they felt safe. Sometimes that's what we need in our lives, is that when the wind blows, when the wind blows.
Thank you. And the rains fall, and the waves come, and there's thunder!
Very good. When we're afraid, sometimes we just need to know that God loves us and is with us, and that God calms the storms in us and helps us to get by. Thank you all. And you're right, it's also Father's Day, but it is today, June 21st, 2009, currently 9:44 a.m., the third Sunday of Pentecost. Thank you, and you may go back to your places.